أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تجادلوا أهل الكتاب إلا بالتي هي أحسن إلا الذين ظلموا منهم وقولوا آمنا بالذي أنزل إلينا وأنزل إليكم وإلهنا وإلهكم واحد ونحن له مسلمون. وكذلك أنزلنا إليك الكتاب فالذين آتيناهم الكتاب يؤمنون به ومن هؤلاء من يؤمن به وما يجحد بآياتنا إلا الكافرون. وما كنت تتلو من قبله من كتاب ولا تخطه بيمينك إذا لارتاب المبطلون. صدق الله العظيم. The ayat before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us some prescriptions insofar as overcoming the difficulties, be it as individuals, as families, communities, as the ummah, tilawat of the Quran, establishment of our salat, and the dhikr and the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In the beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the difficulties that the disbelievers, the polytheists, the mushrikeen of Makkah had imposed upon our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second part of the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Madinah Munawwara. He had made hijrah to Madinah Munawwara. Then there were other difficulties of a different nature that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was faced with. So hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions that. And that is the difficulties that was imposed by the Ahli Kitab, basically by and large in Madinah, was that of the Yahud. In Makkah Mukarramah, there are no real established narrations that there were Yahud in Makkah Mukarramah. But this much we know, that Waraqah bin Nawfal, he was a Christian that lived in Makkah Mukarramah, but very few and far apart. In Madinah Munawwara, by and large, they were the Yahud, and there was one Christian, father of Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala anhu, but otherwise by and large they were more Yahud, more Jews in Madinah Munawwara. So they used to come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from time to time, and they would put up arguments with regards to various aspects of their deen. The Christians that came into Madinah Munawwara, they generally came from outside Madinah Munawwara into Madinah, and they also would put up arguments with regards to their deen, and in this way, there used to be these types of debates sometimes that would take place between them and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obviously initiated by the opposite party. So hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the ummah at large some advices insofar as these debates are concerned. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تُجَادِلُوا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابُ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. And do not debate with the Ahl al-Kitab, do not dispute with the Ahl al-Kitab, be it the Yahud or the Nasara, إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ, except that which is good. In other words, that which is a better and a fairer way of doing it. One needs to always understand that whatever the intention is, one should have the sublime and supreme intention not only of pleasing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but also of da'wat and invitation. So when one is confronted by the Yahud or the Nasara, or by, in this times, by any other individuals from whatever religion they may be, the intention of a mu'min and a believer should always be that we will try and give da'wat, that perhaps today we may lose the argument, but we may win the man over. And that is a very, very important aspect. Today our focus is more on winning the arguments and we lose the person to Islam. And I think a very, very important aspect is when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addressed Hazrat Musa and Hazrat Harun alayhim as-salatu was-salam to go to Fir'aun. So the address was, فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلَ لَيِّنَا لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى. The whole intention was to speak to them softly, kindly, so that they may be able to take heed, they may be able to accept the advice, and then fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and accept Islam and Iman. So that should always be the objective of a mu'min, always be the objective of a believer. And we always find in the Quran, in the Hadith, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commands us to speak good. Our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam commands us to speak in a decent manner, in an appropriate manner. Never do we find that the Quran or the Hadith has commanded us contrary to that. So even in debates, etc., this should be the modus operandi of a mu'min and a believer. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ, except those who become oppressive from amongst them, that if they become abusive, and if they become obstinate, if they become vulgar, for example, then a mu'min and a believer has two options. The better option will always be to be kind-hearted and move away from there. But if they become so aggressive and one treats them with the equal aggression, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is the exception. وَقُولُوا آمَنَّا بِالَّذِي أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَأُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ. The next part of it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we need to testify and we need to also show them our belief, and that is آمَنَّا بِالَّذِي أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا, that we believe in that being Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who revealed upon us, and we believe in the revelation that had come down upon us. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent down the Qur'an Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent it to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we have full yaqeen in that. Wa unzila ilaykum, and of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the kitabs to you. So we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the important aspect is we believe in the original kitabs. We believe in the original revelation that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed to both Hazrat Musa and Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. There is absolutely no doubt in it. At this point in time, we may not even know the contents of the Torah and the Injil. But our full iman and yaqeen is this, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed these kitabs, and our full iman and yaqeen is in this, that whatever was revealed was the haqq and it was the truth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most certainly had revealed it to these anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam. Wa ilahuna wa ilahukum wahid. That our ilah, our God, our deity, our object of worship, and your object of worship is one. It's a different thing that you've contaminated your belief in saying that Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam wa na'udhu billah is the son of Allah, or for that matter the Yahud used to say Hazrat Uzair alayhi salam is the son of Allah, and they've contaminated it. But the Allah that they believe in and the Allah that we believe in is one and the same. So we need to testify. Perhaps the difference is this, وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ, that we have submitted to all the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, without any reservation whatsoever, whatever the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala be, we have submitted. وَكَذَلِكَ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and similarly, we have revealed to you, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the kitab. That in this manner Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed the Quran, showing, giving guidelines of akhlaq to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed to Hazrat Musa and Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. فَالَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابِ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. Then those people whom we have given the book to, they also believe in the Quran. We find that many Yahud, many Nasara, in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they accepted Iman and Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they also brought Iman in this Quran, the Kitab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَمِنْ هَا أُولَٰئِ مَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِهِ. And from amongst these people, the people of Makkah, they also, many, although they had not received any revelation before, although they were a nation that was ignorant, drowning in paganism, but yet when this Quran had come down, the miraculous revelation of the Quran, the miraculous nature of the Quran Kareem, coupled with hidayah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there were many, many amongst the people of Makkah who accepted Iman and Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they also brought Iman in this kitab. وَمَا يَجْحَدُ بِآيَاتِنَا إِلَّا الْكَافِرُونَ. The truth and the reality is this, that none will deny these words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the verses of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, except a disobedient, disbelieving person that becomes arrogant and he does not want to believe in the words of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanallah wa bihamdi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.